What are your triggers? If you are abusing alcohol or drugs or food or sex or job or other people, if there's some kind of abuse in your life, it always comes from a trigger. So, because it hasn't been like this all the time, I hope, from you were born. So, at some point in your life, there was something that happened that we call it broke us or crushed us or traumatized us, or yeah, there's many words for it. So, and as long as there is abuse, it means that the trauma haven't, or the traumas haven't been healed. So instead of healing, we are abusing or being abused. That is also something, because usually when things doesn't heal, we are not whole and complete, and we can't see when people are taking advantage of us either. So it's a really bad circle. So I think it's so exciting, and it's also, of course, very, very tough to go back and kind of find out where did this trauma happen, or this thing that broke inside or make us lose faith or hope or our trust in humans, maybe. Because if we doesn't heal that wound or that trauma in some kind of way, in a good kind of way, it will kind of ghost us for the rest of our lives, and usually attracts more traumas because we haven't kind of healed and learned from that experience and learned to put up boundaries and kind of found ourselves in this. So it's hard, but I think it's so important. And there's so many ways to do it. A lot of people seek a psychologist or a psychotherapist. Somebody use healers, shamanic practitioners or shamans, or people combine them, or a priest, or whoever you feel sees you and listen to you, really listen, not just on the surface, but you can feel that you are embraced, that you are seen and you feel safe. It's a safe haven to come. And somebody just let life heal. It's so true, studies and just kind of being determined to try to detect this wound, where it started. Because again, usually we have this pattern of repeating bad stuff if we don't heal them. And it's no use for anything. You're just going in this circle of bleeding and feeling pain and exhaustion and sadness, maybe. And usually I think or feel and see that when we dare to kind of go back in our memories, if the memories aren't frozen because the trauma is too massive, but I also feel that later in life, it's kind of, it melts a little bit, so you get access to the trauma. And of course, people have lots of traumas, but usually there's one core trauma that started everything, and it can be in your mother's womb. Even if something traumatic happened to your mother, maybe with her husband, or maybe she fell or was beaten with you inside, or maybe she abused alcohol or other drugs. Maybe she felt ugly or had eating disorders. Maybe her mother or father died, or a loved friend. There's so much that could happen already in our mother's womb that we are being, that can be transferred to us energetically, and of course also physically, since we're really in there being a part of this emotion and roller coaster and her trauma. So and also, of course, on the way out, birth traumas is also very, very common. Somebody is stuck and can't get out. Somebody is released kind of too early and can't breathe for themselves, or the organs aren't developed. There's so much that can happen. And also as a little child, coming out and into the world, and maybe your mother died during birth or close after, or maybe she got very depressed and rejected you in some kind of way, or you wasn't breastfed, or something that didn't make this bond. And we can go on and on. There's so many things that can have put some feeling of loneliness or separation or feeling different or adopted. That is a trauma in itself. So, and of course, something can happen to you, Joe. You can be abused as a little person, as a child, or you can be bullied in kindergarten, or you can be in a accident in some kind. Again, there's a lot of examples, and you know this really. So I think to go back and somebody, if you have good relationships with your grandparents or parents, that you can really talk openly about things, come with questions if you don't remember yourself. And a lot of people also get kind of access to their memories by going to the photo albums, maybe not the first times, but suddenly when it's ready, kind of. And then it comes up kind of for us to heal again. So to unlock that core trauma and kind of look it in the eye, I said this before, and be with it and feel it. And of course, tears will come and pain will come and anxiety will come, and kind of also for a moment, hopelessness or darkness, heavy darkness, or something surrounding you. Maybe that scares you, because if it's happened when you were very little, it's kind of so many years ago. But the feeling when it rushes up to the surface again, it's so overwhelming. It's like it's happened to you just now, kind of, when it's go through you up to your consciousness, so you can get it out of your system and maybe understand it more than just have it bunkered up inside of you and just have got a lot of weird symptoms or physical sickness, and you can't seem to get out of that roller coaster either, because the one sickness takes the other and you get sick all the time and your immune system is down, and yeah, you struggle with a lot of different things that you kind of never figure out or get well from. So, and a lot of times that's the psyche or the emotions that have been stuck inside your body that have frozen, and you haven't had access to it because you have tried to kind of survive. So it has kind of frozen inside of you, and you have found some way through your brain to put yourself together and go out there and function in some kind of way, even maybe your heart, emotional heart or soul didn't function. You kind of did the right things. You went to school, you went to work, you maybe got married or got some children, or you are by yourself and you got your apartment and you have kind of from the outside a okay life. But if you really open up and go in to all the chambers in your heart, emotional chambers in your heart and in your soul, there's so much you kind of just have blocked away and didn't have energy or guts or courage to look at. But I feel personally that there's always a time for everything. And when you're ready and you have been kind of educated or told that this is normal and things will come up, because when you know this, it's not so scary. But I think for people that always been told that emotions aren't real and they will just blow you away and control you and emotions are bad, feelings are bad, I think a lot of people get really sick, mental sick, because when it comes, you kind of have no equipment or tools to handle it because you don't recognize it as an old wound. And you think you suddenly have deep anxiety or deep depression or you feel suicidal or something. And usually people are rushed away to the hospital or being drugged down or something. And then you're back in the freezing pattern. It's kind of, back at scratch. So to recognize the traumas and the old feelings coming up, it's common and it's really not so scary when you know it. You can breathe like a birth. It's kind of a birthing. To go through a birth. I think that's why in so many holistic treatments you use that word transformation or rebirth, because it's kind of is for us women that have given birth to a child, a physical little child as well. We know when all this comes over us and we kind of just have to, we can't pretend that it's not happening because the system has just said, okay, you're ready. And then the birth is starting. The child wants to go out and meet the world, kind of. And there's no logic there. It's just pure emotions and contractions and breathing and life force, I will say, to put this little human into the world. Together in a cooperation with the child inside you and yourself and also trust in life. And I feel it's like, it's kind of much the same when we call it also birthing yourself, becoming the person you really are meant to be. When you kind of wake up one morning and you're so tired of always going to bed, drinking yourself to sleep, or you're so sick of always going out every weekend, getting a new sex partner, and come to some point where you just feel cold and empty, kind of. Or you're so tired of yourself just sitting there and eating and eating and eating and feeling bad about your body and yourself, and go for a train, go for a walk, or go to the gym or something, coming back and just go into the same and eat again. And all these bad things we do towards ourselves, because there's something unhealed inside and we have to kind of have a bandage, and then we use sex and we use work and we use drugs and we use medication as bandages instead of kind of facing ourselves, because that's really what we're doing. We're facing our whole package, our whole history, and maybe not even just our own history, but maybe our forefathers or ancestors, we have maybe adopted their patterns or family patterns that are really bad in the way of handling feelings and traumas by being, again, silent or trying to be really tough or trying to project it over to other people. So it's not just about us. Maybe it's a whole line of people having this these wounds that we kind of just inherited in some kind of way. So it's a really, really, really important job. I will say more important than the job you go to. And of course, this won't maybe bring you money. And of course, we need money in this world to survive. But without healing or traumas, we won't survive either, when we can see that in the world, especially in these kind of troubled times, how many people that are so stressed out and mentally ill and emotionally ill because kind of the glass is full now with stressors kind of. So it's always valuable to look into your own cup, into your own soul, meet yourself, have some faith in your own soul's capacity to bear all these things, but also to kind of release them when you are ready. And again, it's hard if you haven't had people around you growing up that have told you these things, because I see this amazing healing when you just kind of lay your hand on a shoulder to a person when they're going through heavy stuff and you say, I know this, I've been there. Just be in it, just feel it, just cry and scream and see this is also normal. Is it more normal to sit and troll someone day after day on the internet? Is it more normal to go out and get Botox every, I don't know even how often people do this? Is it more normal just to sit with people and just laugh and smile and inside just die and cry and have a shitty evening and you don't show what is normal? So I think normal is also having it really crap and admitting that and being taken over by feelings and anxiety and depression and, or I like more to say, heavy sorrow and pain, because that's really what it is. We humans have only put the label on it kind of. But it's really a person that is so exhausted with traumas and so down and haven't been seen and haven't been able to release and let go and being helped to kind of in the healing process. So everything is kind of, again, frozen and stuffed inside. And then our soul kind of are told that we are depressed if it's not let out and you're not going to smile all the time and do what normal people should do and go to work and have a family. And again, why is that the norm? Who made that the ultimate truth? Because again, there are so many worlds in this world, or so many realities, and there's so many definitions of happiness and how to live your life as your true self and your fullest, or live your life to the fullest. And only you can define that. And only, I think also it's often limited by our traumas, because you kind of have been put by others in a box, and then you limit yourself because you learn that's the truth about you, but only you can find out the truth about you. What your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And you can also change those. You can decide that you don't want to have those weaknesses anymore. And like any other thing you train yourself up to, if you want to lift heavier, you start training for that. Or if you want to run longer, you start training for that. Or if you want to be a dancer, you train for that. So I think if you have some weaknesses that really holds you back, you can decide to be friends with them and face them and then make them your allies and your strengths. So it's so important to not let other people's opinions or your own opinions about yourself limit you, because I think that's what holds us in our traumas, in the freeze, in this, instead of setting ourselves free and again, let the traumas through us, face them, acknowledge them, kind of give them respect and see how you were shaped by them or frozen by them till you were ready to confront. And again, a trauma is like a wound. Every wound heals if you give them time and if you give them rest and also circulation. There has to be balance and nutritious food and fresh oxygen and water, clean water, if you have. And then things will naturally heal inside, also with your emotions, with your brain, mental stuff, and your physical body. But it's kind of, again, this heavy circle when you get into it, because if you don't believe in yourself and other people doesn't believe in you, then you're kind of stuck in a cage. And only you can open that door and decide, I'm so fucked up of being trapped in this cage. I want to live a different life. I tried this now. It doesn't work for me. I'm not happy here. I want to go out and be wild and free and roar to raise my voice. And it's a journey. It's not built in a day. It will take as long as it takes, but just starting on that journey, putting the first step forward, true wholeness and the true you, and kind of putting the traumas behind you, not to forget them, because they're very valuable. They are like diamonds and pearls, and we can really grow from them if we decide, because we can't kind of, usually the trauma isn't our fault. Usually it's a result of other people's actions or comments or behavior. But also, of course, from accidents as well. That doesn't have anything with other people to do, but other stuff. So to have them there as a part of you, but not longer to control your life. And that's also, I think, with addiction. What is an addiction? That is something that controls your life. So it's only kind of a reflection of the trauma. The trauma controls your life through the sex abuse, or through the alcohol abuse, or through the eating abuse. So you kind of are reminded of it, but instead of trying to drown it or have a bandage of something that is not good for you, it's kind of, instead of healing, it just block it and infect it and make it worse and take you further away from the core of the trauma and the wound and the shock and whatever it was that caused it the first time. So again, it's not an easy road. Traumas never are. But I kind of also surprised that they are kind of easier than you think. Because I think so many times we just get told we have to live with this, And he was just unlucky in life, and he just didn't have the odds on his side, or he comes from a family with all this abuse. There's always something we get told. And again, if you breathe, always breathe when you hear these things into your heart and soul and belly and bones, and just feel if it's true for you. And if it's not true for you, then break free from those words and those assumptions or meanings or prejudice or whatever comes your way, because it's your life. And in a perfect world, we will all be free. But I said it before, you can always choose to be free inside your own body. That's your space. That's your sanctuary. That's your oasis. That's, nobody can own your soul. Your soul is who you are. It's eternal. So you kind of protect it with your skin. So what's inside of you, you can always fight for freedom and healing and flow and effortless chi inside of yourself. You can always work towards that, no matter what happens in the world. You can always go into this nest and heal and rest and find new insight and wisdom and just, again, see where you're from. Because kind of our core wounds are our roots, kind of, because they shaped us so hard, good or bad, but we can choose to use them to growth and evolution and wisdom and healing also for others. Because when you share your story or you're just kind of a role model, when people look at you and see how you kind of dealing with your traumas, I think, again, you can't decide what traumas are coming your way, but you can choose how to heal them and meet them and face them and grow from there. So I think it's important to embrace that a lot of times in life we are victims, again, from other people's behavior or bullying or meanings or prejudice. So you have to embrace the victim side of you in this, and also balance it out with the hero in you. You cannot just be a victim, because then you will never rise again. You see that in many people, they just stay there and really get what we call the label depressed. Because they have no energy to get out of them. It's kind of, there's something comforting in being a victim. And you have also the heroes that never stop moving forward and moving to the moon and beyond, and never kind of admit that they have also been a victim. And there has to be balance between those. We are victims and we are heroes. And when you see both of them, like we talked before, if you have listened to any other of my talks here on this site, you know, I always talk about the feminine side in us and the masculine side in us. And I talk about your inner child and the grown-up in you. So everything here has to be a balance. You're not just a grown-up. You also carry an inner child. Even if you're a girl, you're not just feminine. You're also masculine. You have... or a boy, you are not just masculine, you also have a feminine side. And we have to nourish both of them. So here is the same. You have to nourish the victim, acknowledge and give it love and respect, because you will never heal properly and be whole if you can't see if people done shit to you and you just kind of forgive, but you didn't really go into the thorn of it. So you maybe forgave without feeling that was true for you, but it was the kind of proper and nice thing and everybody demanded it from you to, so you could be free, but really were never free because it wasn't true for you. It was heavy. It was traumatic. It was life-changing and heartbreaking and soul-shaking and everything shit in your life. And then you can't just forgive and move on. You have to see the victim in this that you were. And at some point, you also will see the hero you were at the same time, just to stand on your two feet, or even if you fell apart, how you kind of, if you're still here, living and breathing, even in your bed, and if you have anxiety and don't want to go out and meet people, or you're afraid of dying and have panic attacks, or you can't see any meaning in life, you're here. And that means that you are a survivor. You're here still. So hope is not lost at all. There's always, you can always contact the hero in you to rise again when you're ready, because both of them are there inside of you, and you can choose who you want to ride with. So embrace both of them, both the victim, where you in those situations and traumas you were victimized, and also embrace the giant hero, superhero in you. We all have them. And not just on TV or in books. There's a reason for them coming out there. It's not just in our fantasy. And what are our fantasy really? It's real. It's as real as what we call reality. In shamanism, we call it dream time. And shamans use half their lives in dream time, because that's kind of the way of the soul. But what we call reality is kind of the materialistic, physical body and life. And you are a soul and you are a body. So you have to spend the same amount of time in both worlds, or else you will be too materialistic. Or if you just use your time with your soul and your spirit and everything, you will kind of be so spiritual that you will move out of your body. Maybe not literally, but you will be a very, very ungrounded. So again, balance. And we everyone has to find their own way. But I think it's just the moment you just wake up and say that I'm so finished with this shit. I don't want to let any person or any other addiction, you know, we can also be addicted to persons or to celebrities or following people on Instagram, or there's a lot of addiction also just in people themselves, but also again to alcohol and work and sex and food and all these things, which again, sex is nice and work is nice and people are nice and food is nice. Everything is nice in balance. So, but when they control you, you are the one that should control yourself. So when it starts controlling you, taking over you, defining your life, then you know there's a really big red light over your head, and you are the one that are behind the wheels and have the brake and can stop this ride and turn over and maybe have a lunch break there and see if maybe you are going to take another road from here on. And that you have the power to take a new path. We all have. We all can change. From every moment, you can change. And of course, if you feel bad for your past and everything, it's even a bigger opportunity to change if you don't like. If you don't like what you have or have become or what happened, you cannot change the past, but you can change the future. So use that power. It's really, really magical thing, just to know that we have it. And if nobody haven't told you that before, I hope you hear this now. You have the power to change your future and to heal from your past. Everybody has that. We are magical beings, and maybe no one haven't told you that before either, or it's been a long time, so I will say that as well. You are a magical being. Each of you that are listening to this are a magical being. We all are. Everything that's happened in our bodies every day and in our souls, without we have to think about it, that is pure magic. It's we are wonders coming into this physical realms, and we can create magic just by being ourselves and to teach others that they are magical. And we are mysteries as well. So no wonder so many scientists have wanted to do science on the human body and mind and emotions, which they haven't even found out yet, because they find it interesting and magical and mysterious. So you are really magic, and you can create magic, and you can change your future, and you can heal from your past. It's your choice.